This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
You're in a good place now. You are listening to Perspectives with Ashley Burgess.
Welcome back live to Live Your True Life Perspectives, and I'm your host, Ashley Burgess. On today's show, we're going to be talking about the new norm, what the new norm means, what it does to our thoughts, how it impacts us on a day-to-day basis, and how we begin to change interpretations of things, but also see things in a different light. We're going to talk today a little bit about some funny things that I've observed as well, some humorous things that you probably observed too. We can get a good laugh later on, talking about separation, talking about the fear and the mask and the public places and the depth perception and the 6 feet and all that stuff, and how it really has gone a long way to impact our lives, even if we don't feel like it has. You know, I think it's interesting because sometimes we don't really feel that certain things impact our lives at all. We don't really think about it. We don't see it consciously impacting our life on a daily basis. Some of us might be fighting the impact on a daily basis. We don't want to deal with it. And then some of us are, you know, we go with the flow, right? You know, it depends. You know, either we're fighting it, we're ignoring it, we're going with it, we're accepting it, whatever. But depending upon that, makes it easier or less easy, right, to navigate. But one of the big things is how it impacts us on a day-to-day basis. And those are the things that we don't always think about. Those are the things that we don't always see. And I want to begin today's show with something that I find was pretty funny. Okay, I thought it was pretty funny. I think you might get a kick out of it. You might feel the same way. I don't know about you, but I catch myself when I'm watching a movie now. Like, I'm waiting. I'm, like, looking around, and I'm like, something's missing. Something's off here. And I realize that what I'm looking for are these people to be wearing masks. I've gotten so programmed to see the mask. I've gotten so programmed to see everybody wearing a mask that it seems really odd when you don't see that in a TV show or a film. And I bet you've been the same way. You're like, what's wrong with this? There's something wrong with this. I don't really understand, but there's something up. And then I've caught it and been like, oh, it's because they're not wearing a mask. But do you see how, like, interesting that is, just on its own right? That many of us have been indoctrinated, we've been programmed to believe that we all got to wear masks, which we all are. But we start wondering why other people in TV shows and movies are like, wow, this is weird. But I realize, too, that the new norm has created different constructs, has created different perspectives. It's allowed us to see things from a different parameter. Some of us agree, some of us disagree, some of us are somewhere in the middle. And I find that there's always gray area, right? And I'm always somewhere in the gray area. Don't know exactly where on the spectrum, but I'm always in the gray. I'm not ever extremely black or white because there is no always and there is no never. And so as long as we see it that way, we can kind of mitigate it and figure out where we're going and try to navigate there in the most peaceful and calm way. I've realized, though, it was interesting. I went to lunch with my mom for the first time in a little while. And it was interesting because she said that she had the most fun she'd had. And I thought that was amazing. She's like, I feel like I've come alive. I feel like I've been so isolated with so much separation. And, you know, some of us take that for granted because you're constantly, you know, we're at work or, you're constantly working with people. You know, you have a large group. You haven't really, you know, changed because you're not worrying as much or you're not having to worry as much because of the age or your health or whatever. And it's interesting how we do take for granted some of that. And I agree. I remember going out before all this and sometimes being like, oh, my gosh, I can't believe I'm going to have to go out, you know, and I don't want to go out and what a waste of time. And it's interesting. It's like now, then you get to the next side of the coin. Oh, I can't wait. Oh, this is going to be amazing. I can't wait to go out and go grab a bite. Oh, my goodness. Like, I go to a restaurant and see people. And it's interesting because so many people, though, are in that isolation. So many people are feeling it still. And it's sad because there's a lot of folks that do not have a support system, you know, and they're feeling it. And maybe the only time that they're able to have some social interaction is if they get to go to the office to work or go to the grocery store to buy some groceries or what have you. You know, and I feel that that has caused some of us to not even be in communication. And I want you to think about that. How much communication do you have with your friends and family? Who have you not reached out to? And I've done a show, it was about a month and change ago, we were talking about it. And, you know, I was talking about reaching out to folks and really putting it out there and being there for people. And, you know, I know that sometimes we feel like, well, they haven't called me or, you know, they haven't reached out to me. Why should I reach out to them? But, you know, honestly, it takes a leader, right? It takes a leader to make some things happen. And sometimes we have to lead. And sometimes that means reaching out and checking on people to make sure that they're okay, that they're hanging in there, that life's okay, and just checking on them because somebody actually does care. I feel like fear has also taken over a lot, the fear of getting sick, right, the fear of germs. And I find it very interesting how you can have a mask on and somebody's going to clearly walk 12 feet away from you, wait for you to pass, and then walk by, right? And I think that's also one of the new norms. I found out that I'm not going to keep trying to get out of people's way at the grocery store because every time I do, because of the mask, I don't have depth perception, really, right? Because it's hard when you have that on your face, right? It's hard to figure out how far of a distance, but when you're thinking about like a half a foot or a foot or you know, several inches, how far you have to move around and navigate. And I realized, you know, I'm going to navigate and I'm going to be like I'm in my car. I'm not going to stop at a green light for people to go past me. I'm just going to go. Because I realize that when I have tried to get out of people's ways before, they're not really nice about it. They're not really polite. And I've also found out that the mask, because a lot of times people feel, gagged with it, they don't show any sort of expression. They don't go out of their way to make any sort of eye contact. And I've also found that it can be very cold. And so really think about that. You know, when you're wearing your mask, people really can't see past your mask unless they have x-ray vision, okay? And then if they have x-ray vision, they can see everything. But think about that. I mean, you know, if you are very expressive, you know, a smile is great, but they can't see it. So a nice wave or saying, hey, thanks, is really appropriate. I found that some of the manners lately have gone down the tubes, and I feel like a lot of times, too, social etiquette has also gone down the drain as well. And that's frustrating because I feel that we are a genuinely solid society to some degree, even though most people have a tendency of not thinking about other people. You know, and I've seen that. It's interesting. And it seems like with the mask and this whole situation and the fear mongering of everything, it's interesting how people seem to be more just not very friendly. It's almost like with COVID came not being friendly, not communicating, not making any eye contact, not waving, all that stuff. And I feel like we've got to get back to some sort of better norm. I think that, you know, there was a level of disconnection in society for a very long time. And I think that we were getting to a place, at least for the most part, where people felt comfortable. And now we're back in another place where it's odd, it's uncomfortable, people are scared, they feel overwhelmed, they're worried. And now we're going to have to lay the tracks all over again. And, you know, I feel like it's interesting because I feel like there's a part of all of us who realize that we're all one, right? We're all part of the one. We're part of the one. And we see it, we understand it, we believe it, we live it, we practice it. And then it's sometimes like some of the same people you can put that mask on and it's like we have no personality. We're just going through the motions. You know, we're rushing through to get things done. We get home. Oh my God, what a stressful day. And it's like, even though we're wearing this, we've got to figure out how to continue to show our personality, to be there for our fellow men, to show respect and love, and also just fear and feeling separated is not the way that any of us want to live, right? We don't want to live that in our life. That's not what we've chosen. So we have to start putting ourselves out there to figure out ways that we can do what we need to do, navigate, get what we need, and still have that interaction that we need. Humans are you know, beings that like to be around other humans for the most part. Now, you do have those folks that don't. Some of them go up to the woods and live for years away from other people. But when you think about it, all in all, most of us like to be around other people. Most of us like to interact. We like to have the camaraderie. We like to have that interaction. It's very important to us. And so that's something that I feel that we need to find out. Okay, you know, how do I adapt that into my life? How do I create the reality I want? How do I bring people to me that, you know, that we can interact in a safe manner? How can I begin to feel better and safer day to day in my life as I go through this next year and we move through the new norm, hopefully getting back to some sort of normalcy? And I always think the word normalcy is very interesting, because what is normal? What does normal mean? And that's one of the biggest questions I have, is when people say to me, you know, in session, well, I just want to be normal. I go, what is normal? I know what healthy is. I know what unhealthy is. I know what toxicity is. But I don't know what normal is, because there is no normal. There was no old normal. There is no new normal. This is all just different pieces being added to this tapestry puzzle type thing that we're having to navigate in a way that makes some type of sense. And I figure that now more than ever, we need to start reaching out to our family and friends. We need to start reconnecting with folks. You know, I find it also interesting how sometimes some people, it's okay to hang out with some people because they're the chosen safe people, and some people aren't. You know, it's interesting. It's almost like the new, you know, it's kind of interesting how it's putting boundaries on certain people and then making judgment calls on other people. Like, they've been around it, or they could have contracted it and they could give it to me. But other people are golden. Other people, there's no way. And I feel like, psychologically speaking, we're creating even more problems, because we're creating like a false sense of security, but we're also creating like a false sense of non-security around other people. It also shows you maybe how you actually feel about those other people, almost as if you can't trust certain people and you can trust other people. So is that what's really coming to the surface from the subconscious to the conscious? You know what I'm saying. You have friends that you hang out with that you allow to come over to your house and eat, right? And then there's other people you haven't even called or invited. Why are those certain people considered safe and other people not? And these are just questions to ask yourself. It's not about a judgment call. I mean, the show has never been about judgment. It's only about observation, perspective, personal understanding, personal growth, and being better than we were yesterday. And each time that we work to be better than we were yesterday, we learn and grow to a different level of inner security, inner understanding, right? It becomes very powerful. And we're going to be talking a lot in today's show, just kind of about what, you know, what it is, what's happening, what can we do, right? How can we recreate or create our new reality? Because I don't think we need to go back to something. I think it's all about moving forward, right? And I think that moving forward is the only way that we can actually create positive change and create the life that we want to live and how we want to live it on our own terms. So we'll be talking more about that, talking more about, you know, letting go of some of this programming that we've learned throughout this process and being true to ourselves. Live Your True Life Perspectives with me, your host, Ashley Burgess, will be back in. I'll be back this time in two shakes.
Hi, my name is Reginald Harvey, and I'm a wellness champion. Self-determinance is my preferred way of living whenever possible. But life just throws challenges in our path that don't fit our personal plans. How do you bridge these life road bumps? I just published the medical memoir Anatomy of a Patient as a journal of my battle with the life-threatening illness, stage 4 renal failure. I have learned that disease is just the clinical definition of the sickness, whereas illness is how we choose to live with it. In my case, I immediately had to decide whether to run and hide and wait to die or to dare to live. No, dare to thrive. Join me in a conversation that few are willing to have. you can hear me on Live Your True Life Perspectives with Ashley Burgess. For more information, go to ReggieHarvey.net. That's ReggieHarvey.net.
Money, 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 money. You gotta have it. When you need it, what do you do? If you don't have a rich uncle, call LendingTree. With us, hundreds of banks compete for your business, so you'll get loans with competitive interest rates, and in some cases, with no closing costs. So here's the deal. If you need money, call us. Do you want to refinance your current loan? Are you 62 or older and interested in a reverse mortgage? Then call LendingTree now. 800-634-1315. 800-634-1315. We've closed over $250 billion in loans. We know what we're doing and can help you. Call right now for a free quote. 800-634-1315. 800-634-1315. 800-634-1315. That's 800-634-1315. NMLS number 1136.
No matter how large or small your digging project may be, no matter how urban or rural, you must always call 811 before any digging project. 811 is our national one-call number, alerting your local utility companies to come out and mark any lines they have near your dig site. So before you do this or this, make sure you do this. For digging projects big or small, make the call to 811, brought to you by Common Ground Alliance.
There's so much hand sanitizer on the market, but beware. Not all hand sanitizers are created equal. That's why you want to use 2020 Safe Hand Sanitizer. You can trust the hand sanitizer on 2020safe.net to be made with the highest quality ingredients. American-made with American ingredients, employing Americans. Log on now to 2020safe.net and order your 1 liter today. Normally $29.99, but reduced to $19.99. So hurry while supplies last and receive a bonus. That's right. You'll receive a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster, a $39.95 value, free, by using code GCN at checkout. Right now, click 2020safe.net. That's 2020safe.net to get our 1 liter bottle of high-quality hand sanitizer with your free bonus, a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster valued at $39.95. Remember to enter GCN at checkout, and the bonus is yours, free, 2020safe.net.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Up and jump in the deep end on Perspectives. Now, here's Ashley.
Welcome back live to Live Your True Life Perspectives, and I'm your host, Ashley Burgess. On today's show, I've been talking about the new norm. What does norm mean? What does normalcy mean? Normalcy, being normal, is always a very funny word to me. You know, when I have clients that say, I hope I'm just normal. I just want to be normal. I mean, what is normal? What does normal mean to you? Because I don't know what normal is. I understand what healthy is. I understand what unhealthy is. I understand what toxicity is. All these types of things that make more sense than what normal is. And we've heard on TV and throughout media that this is that we're living in the new normal. We're living in the new normal. What does the new normal mean? I mean, to me, that's just word salad, right? It's like, okay, so I got a big help in a word salad. Tastes good, right? Does it really taste good, though? I don't know. Let's think about it. To me, it's just talking. There is no new normal. It's just things that we've had to deal with, that we've had to make some, like, changes, augmentations to our life, and then we've had to deal with those changes. Some of us have chosen to, some of us haven't. Some of us were pushed kicking and screaming into these changes, right? And a lot of us were somewhere in the middle. Most of us are somewhere in the middle. We accept certain things and don't like other things, correct? And so we're kind of dealing with it day in and day out. And I find it interesting because I feel like we keep saying, well, when are we going to go back to how it was before? But how was it before? How was life on this planet before all this? I mean, was it really that different? hasn't it always kind of been a little crazy? Hasn't it always been just a little on edge? And hasn't, you know, we have people that are nice. We have people that are kind and considerate. We have people that have no, absolutely no social skills. We have people that don't care that they don't have any social skills. We have people that are very positive and outgoing. We have people that aren't. We have people that don't care if they run all over you. And we have people that actually do care. And so it's kind of like what we call the melting pot, right? Of all kinds of personalities stuck on this planet together. And sometimes I'm really actually quite, well, I actually sit back and go, wow, I can't believe we survived this long. This is a long time for having all of these differences and quite many problems. I mean, it's not like we are problem free here. And so it's like, I feel like a lot of times we look back, like we have that tendency, you know, when your parents, when they were telling you about, when I was growing up, this was, you know, bread was 5 cents and da 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 was a dollar. Okay. I get it. I understand. Inflation is horrible. Yes. And we're all feeling it right now, but it's like they go back in the good old days. Back in what good old days? I mean, when you look back, I don't remember any time on this planet where I would consider them the good old days. I mean, we've had the plague, we've had massive wars, we've had experiences where we've had years before we've even had electricity invented, there was no AC for a long time, what about no cell phones forever? I mean, I'm not really sure. I don't really know when the good times were. Do you know when the good times were? I think it's all within our own mind. I think it's back going back into the recesses of creating those, oh my gosh, you know, and those are the things you have to be aware of, is going into past thinking, right? You know, romancing the past, creating the past as being so great, and then finding fault with the current situation. That's a lot of times what we do, right? We romance what happened back in the day, then we find fault with the current situation, and then eventually we get over it, and we can't remember what it was like before. But it's really, nothing's really changed. It's all constantly evolving. It's just the way that we kind of pigeonhole ourselves into believing one thing or another and then finding pain and agony on the other side of it and disillusion that this is happening. And I always find that very interesting because we have a tendency of judging the current situation based on the past, right? We're judging it. Judging the current situation. And a lot of times we're making snap judgment because we don't like change. Change has always been an enemy of the human, right? I mean, some of us really don't mind change, right? You don't mind change. I'm not a big change minder. It just depends on what kind of change we're dealing with here. You know, we got to think about what kind of change we're dealing with, and that's what matters. So stay tuned. I'm going to be talking more about what's happening, what normal means, how to really deal with these changes, and how to begin to, well, just continue to live our life and be happy in our life, and how to make sure that you're doing that on a daily basis. Because otherwise, we're going to get stressed, we're going to get anxious, and we're going to find fault with the current situation. Stay tuned. Live Your True Life Perspectives with your host, me, Ashley Burgess, will be back in. I'll be back this time in 2 shakes. We are all striving to live our true life, and part of living our true life is learning about our past. Passing knowledge and family history down to the next generations help those generations to learn where they came from, who they're related to, and to learn about the accomplishments of their ancestors. We've all seen the commercials on TV where you buy a kit, spit into the plastic tube, and receive a few morsels of information that need a lot more connecting of the family dots. Instead, how about hiring a true professional to help you find out your true, full family history? Dan Nelson is the resident historian of Live Your True Life Perspectives, a professional who does more than looking you up on the internet and compiling those small bits of history. He travels the country doing research about things your family deserve to know. Check out Dan's website. Go to dancestorsgenealogy.com. That's www.dancestorsgenealogy.com. And give the gift of your family history to your family.
USA Radio News with Wendy King.
Following a marathon session that lasted more than 27 hours, the Senate has passed a sweeping $1.9 trillion coronavirus relief package along party lines. Senator Patrick Leahy.
The yeas are 50, the nays are 49. The bill as amended is passed.
The measure provides $1,400 stimulus checks to individuals earning less than $75,000 a year. It extends enhanced unemployment benefits through early September. Unlike the House-passed version, there's no increase to the minimum wage. Republicans say the nearly $2 trillion in spending contains non-pandemic partisan priorities. Next week, House Democrats will be taking up the revised legislation. This is USA Radio News.
Extendivite has proven time and again it really works. Here's a testimonial from Amazon.com. I am only 40, but I have put my body through hell working in manufacturing for 20 years. I recently started to notice a buzzing feeling along with a stuttering sensation with my heart. I had a full cardio stress done, which I passed. I decided to try Extendivite after getting the jingle stuck in my head. Halfway through the bottle, I really did notice a difference. After getting home from work, I would just sit in a chair for a few hours feeling like crap, and this stuff reduced that feeling along with heart discomfort to almost nothing. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a two-month supply. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
If you're trying to quit drinking or doing too many drugs, listen to me. You don't know me and we'll never meet. I had a problem like you once. I drank and used to party a little too much till it got out of control and almost ruined my life. I realized I needed help to fix my problem before it totally destroyed me. If you've tried to fix your drinking and drug problem and you know you can't do it alone, you need to call the National Treatment Advisors. They'll immerse you into a 30-day program to replace your old habits with new habits and totally change your life. And if you have PPO private health insurance, the entire program may be covered. Fix your problem right now before it gets any worse. Get clean. Call now and learn more. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252.
Now, with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nano-colloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
Jake Busey, and you're listening to Perspectives with Ashley Burgess.
Welcome back live to Live Your True Life Perspectives, and I'm your host, Ashley Burgess. On today's show, I've been talking about the new norm and how the new norm means absolutely nothing. There is no new norm. What does new norm mean? It means nothing. It's just word salad. It's word salad, new norm. What do we mean by new norm? There is no new norm. You know, I find it interesting because we hear that constantly on the news. Well, we're dealing with the new norm. What does that mean? It's just like trying to create this reality that things were so different before. And now we've had to make this new shift to accommodate this insane reality. When in reality, not much has changed. We have a new, illness that we got to fight, us humans, and a new illness that none of us are really happy about, you know, but we got a bunch of them out there. There's a lot of them out there, and we have to wear some stuff right now that we hadn't had to wear before, but other countries have been wearing for a long time, and I'm not a big fan of them. No, I still wear them. We're told to all in all, what's really changed? And I feel, though, that because of a lot of the shifts and the changes and what we did go through, a lot of folks are finally coming out and saying, I'm tired of being separated. I'm tired of living in this isolation. I have to move on. And I think that that's powerful. I think it's time to do what needs to do, because I've realized that the longer that we're separated from friends and family, the bigger toll it takes on the human condition, the bigger toll it takes on our health and wellness, right? It's very important to think about. It takes a huge toll on our health and wellness. That's not something we want to deal with. And I've also realized, too, that, you know, being that we are humans, you know, we're social creatures that need to be in a social environment. I've realized, though, that a lot of us are talking about how great it was back in the day. And that, to me, is another type of deflection from the current situation. Because in order to really grasp and accept where we are right now, we have to accept where we are in the current state of mind, in the current situation, what we're currently going through. And we have to be able to accept it without negative judgment. We don't have to positively judge it. We just don't need to negatively put it down. We don't need to find fault in everything, because otherwise we're finding fault in the current situation in our life that we're having to live, which makes it even harder. There were problems back last year. There were problems back 3 years ago. We had a lot of problems. But it's like, if we got to start looking at how we're defining the current situation and how often are we putting a spin on it. And let me give you an example. I know that a lot of folks, they say that they hate Mondays. Okay? I don't hate any day. I don't have time to hate a day. Why would I hate a Monday? I mean, I work all weekend. I mean, what's wrong with Monday? Seriously, what's wrong with Monday? And I find it interesting when people say they hate Mondays. It's funny because, you know, well, it is kind of funny because you know why? Because usually they have horrible days on Monday because they hate Mondays. I mean, Monday's going to, you know, give you a bad day. You know, you hate Monday. Why does Monday need to be kind to you? But see how we're already defining how Monday is horrible. We're already defining how there's something wrong with Monday. We're already finding fault with Monday. So something bad's got to happen on Monday because you know what? Oh, I hate Monday. Mondays are horrible. Well, think about it. It's like this new norm. Oh, I hate the new norm. I hate this. Oh, my God, the new norm. What is the new norm? There is no new norm. Okay? And it's the same thing as I hate Mondays. It's like, why do we want to go around creating that type of reality? You know, I hear folks saying, I hate computers, or I hate this, or I hate that, or this computer never works for me. Well, it never works for you because you're always saying it never works. You're finding fault in it. You're already setting the scene for a negative outcome. You're already setting the scene for a negative outcome, and that's going to be a definite problem, and it's not going to serve you properly. I realize that when we go, and we don't have to go into, I'm not talking about like unicorns and rainbows and everything's perfect and oh my God, it's beautiful. I'm just talking and speaking about the fact of being able to accept things as they come, having no expectations. And this can be one of the hardest things because it's not about having these affirmations. You know, I have folks that come to me and say, well, what about affirmations? What if I just do affirmations? Well, I say, okay, so you're going to take the problems you have and you're in the negative thought process and the negative broken record you have in your brain, you're going to stick some affirmations on top. Yeah, I don't think so. That doesn't work. I'm not talking about adding. I'm talking about taking away. We're going to declutter your brain, right? That's what this is about, decluttering your brain. You know, when we declutter our brain, all kinds of great things happen, right? We declutter it. We're able to see things clearly because we don't have judgment. Okay, let me give you an example. So you go to a meeting and you meet some folks and you have no prejudgment. You get to actually meet people for who they are. Now, there might be some good folks, there might be some people that you might be questionable, but you're going to actually feel it to what it is because you don't have any preconceived concepts of who these people are. Now, on the other hand, if you like researched and you made your decisions and you did all this stuff and you started making mental decisions about these people, even emotional decisions about these people before you met them, you could sway yourself one way or another based on complete non-truth, right? You can actually get yourself to love somebody or get yourself to hate somebody before you even meet them, and then it's already slanted by the time you get there. And see, that's what we're doing on a constant basis on our day-to-day life. Oh, gosh, yesterday was horrible. I hope that today doesn't get any worse. You know, all this new norm, I don't think I can handle it. Okay, the COVID, this whole thing is horrible. I mean, this is a horrible life we live in. Is it really? Or is it what we're telling ourselves? The more we tell ourselves about the pain and agony, the more painful it's going to be. If I say that my life is painful and based in agony, I'm not going to be very happy. I'm not going to be very healthy in my mind and body. And eventually my body is going to feel unhealthy. Because it's going to break down, because it's going to start believing the amount of pain that I'm in. I don't know about you, but I'm one of those kind of people, and I'm sure you have the brain power to do this. You can actually think yourself in a sickness, right? I mean, I don't know about you, but I've done that where you feel like you got food poison, like you had a little bite on your, ooh, I don't know about that. And then, like, you get home, and you're like, ooh, I might have full-blown food poisoning. This could be bad. And you start thinking about the food poisoning, and you start processing that in your mind, you start believing it. All this very interesting, right? And if we have the power to do that, we have the power of doing the opposite. We also have the power of not putting any power into these thoughts. You know, because expectations are overrated. If you've ever read my book, The 10-Day Challenge to Live Your True Life, I talk about how expectations are overrated. I talk about how expectations cause problems in our life, right? Expectations are what gets in the way of us living our true life because we're too busy expecting things to happen, good, bad, or indifferent. When the good doesn't happen, we feel left down. We feel let down. We feel left out. When the bad happens, or what we consider the negative happens, we feel beaten down. We feel hurt. We feel disillusioned. All of those things. And that's important. So why do we want to keep doing that? Many of us have expectations on everybody and everything. And as it's almost like I remember when I first started figuring this out, I remember it was probably, a long time ago, like close to 20 years ago. I remember I was online. And this is an example that I give because it's a great example because we've all been there before. So it was over 20 years ago. And I was online and I was booking a trip, a vacation. And I remember I went in there and I went online and I'm looking at all these hotels and I'm trying to figure it out. And I went through about 30 hotels and I think I found the one and I booked the hotel. And everything looked great online and the pictures and all like that. And then when I get there, you can tell that the pictures were taken a good 10 years ago. Maybe. It's almost like going on a dating site, right? And the person's got their 10 years ago, 15 years ago, 20 year ago pictures. You're like, oh, we could have updated those a little bit. But I remember seeing those, and I remember getting there, and I was like, whoa, total letdown. I had all these expectations, and it took me 2 days to let go of those expectations because they were getting in the way of my happiness. Who cares if a couch is 10 years old? Would I prefer it not to be? Sure. Who cares? But you know what? In the end, the trip was great, but I wasted 2 days to realign myself back into what needed to be because I was so upset about the expectations I have and how it did not meet my expectations. And I've realized that nowadays, more than ever, many of us have these expectations. And a lot of times these expectations become almost fear-based. It's fear. What if this happened? What if that happened? Oh my gosh, well, I can't do that. I can't do this. And I found that the more and more expectations we have, the more things are not going to be as fun. The more we're going to get let down. The more we're going to feel disillusioned. And I want us just to think about that because it's really important to begin to see that it's a lot about the constructs of how we're creating our life. It's a lot about what we're saying about our life versus what our life really is. It's a lot about what we're saying it should be or what it could be or what it's not. What it could be. What could it be? What should it should be? What is it? What should it be? But the only thing that we have is what it is now. But not to color what it is now. And a lot of us are coloring our life. We're coloring how it is. We're coloring and saying that this isn't good enough. We're coloring it and say, I'm behind the eight ball. I'm not as successful as these people. We're coloring it to believe that we're not who we need to be. Or we didn't we didn't become as successful as we needed to be at that time. And see, these are the things that we really start have to pick up on, because they, even though we're going through a lot of changes, there's no new norm. It's just we have to catch up with how those changes are creating new programming in our brain. And how that programming can color our day-to-day life and can augment the way we see things. And that's par for the course. It's interesting. It's like, you know, how we see things can be changed by small little things, incremental changes. And how we act within those changes and how we feel like we have to act within those changes. How we feel like we have to be in those changes. How we feel like we must do or what we should do. And so I ask you at this moment to start realizing some of the programming that you've taken on in the last year. Some of the personal changes that you have changed, some of the things you've changed. What are the things that you like? What are the things that you feel are advantageous? What are the things that you feel that you've taken on that you want to let go? You know, what are those programming that have caused good things in your life? And what are the programming that you've created that you really need to let go of? Because all of this is extremely powerful to understand, because until we understand this, we can't really see the change that we've gone through. We can watch the news and see the change that they're portraying. We can talk to our friends, but really it's not about us. We have to look within inside of ourselves to understand what we need to augment to make ourselves well-rounded, to let go of those expectations, and to feel better about ourselves. You know, the show has always been about being powerful and finding your inner power, finding your inner strength, understanding what that is. In order to do that, we have to prime our brain. In order to do that, we have to prime our brain and understand what that means. Priming our brain, it's like a muscle, right? You go to the gym, you work out. You go to the gym, you work out your biceps, your triceps, your calves, your abs, right? Well, it's the same thing with your brain. Your brain's a muscle. We need to work on it. We need to work it out. We need to see what's in there. We need to understand. We need to process some of the things that are in our brain. We need to be aware of and understand and begin to see what that actually means. Some of those things we have to process, understand, and let go of. And a lot of it is us defining what is happening in a certain way, and even and defining that is actually confining us. So when we define our life a certain way, it confines us, right, to a little box. And we've got to start working on that so we can let go of being confined, because when we personally confine ourselves, we're doing ourselves a major disservice. We're hurting ourselves. We're taking ourselves out of the game of life. We're taking ourselves from inside life into in the mindfulness onto the sidelines, looking at it, being a spectator, and judging what we're seeing. And usually our judgment is in a negative light. And that's what I want us to start working on. And right in the last segment here, in just a few minutes, right after our commercial breaks, I'm going to be offering some tips and thoughts, and a couple of golden nuggets, I hope, here to really put that into perspective so we can begin to actually understand how to really start looking at our life and being aware of the times that we're defining it, holding back, confining ourselves, and what we can do in the process to let that go. So stay tuned. We're not over yet. Stay tuned. Live Your True Life Perspectives with your host, me, Ashley Burgess, will be back in. I'll be back this time in two shapes.
C. Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Attention radio listeners, if you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-the-grid electricity, pay close attention. Here's why. A limited number of solar backup generators are now back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving electrical backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. It's like having an electric power plant running silently in your own home. So whether it's dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. And the best news, this week only, listeners purchasing a solar generator will receive hundreds of dollars in free off-the-grid bonuses. So go to mysolarbackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's mysolarbackup.com. Again, supplies are extremely limited, so go to mysolarbackup.com today.
Have you ever thought about turning your Glock, XD family, or 1911 handgun into a semi-automatic carbine? It only takes about 30 seconds. The MacTech Carbine Upper is classified as an accessory and can be delivered right to your doorstep with no FFL or background check required. It's the world's most versatile pistol accessory. Build your custom upper today. Simply go to handgunconversion.com. That's handgunconversion.com.
Tehebo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea helps build the red corpuscles in the blood which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. A one-pound package of tea is $34.95 plus shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. That's shop, S-H-O-P, super, S-U-P-E-R, T-T-E-A, .com. So the complete website is shopsupertea.com, or call us at 818-984-6100, Monday through Saturday, 9 to 5 California time. That's shopsupertea.com at 818-984-6100.
Get in here.
You're listening to Perspectives with Ashley Burgess.
Welcome back live to Liberty Life Perspectives, and I'm your host, Ashley Burgess. On today's show, I've been talking about how to understand our programming, how to deal with the new norm, right? There is no new norm. That's just word salad. And how to understand how to stop defining ourselves and how that defining is confining our lives. You know, more often than not, we don't realize that the way that we judge our life, the way that we define our life, is pigeonholing us into a negative situation. It's making us feel like we're lesser. It's making us feel like our life is not good enough. And as we judge our life on a consistent basis and we have certain expectations, it causes pain. Is this world perfect? No. What is perfect? What is perfection? Is that possible? Would you even want it if it was? I don't think that a lot of you would like it. I think you get bored after about 5 minutes. Many of you like the drama, okay? I know a lot of you out there listening. I get it. You like the fun, you like the excitement. Perfection would not have any excitement, okay? So the first thing that we want to do is we want to catch the judgments in our life. We want to catch how we're judging our life. How are we judging the situation at hand? How are we judging our day-to-day life? You know, I mean, are you a Monday hater? Got to get rid of that Monday hate in the reality. You got to get rid of it. That is not helping anybody. Hating on anything isn't going to help anybody, okay? So we got to be aware that if we're setting the scene up for failure already, we already have a problem. To me, hating on Mondays is setting up the week in a bad way. Okay? So we got to catch our judgment. We also got to be aware of our expectations. How often we're expecting something to go amazingly perfect. It's going to be perfection. And how many times we're expecting something to be absolutely horrible. Both of those situations are extremes. And many of us have a tendency of thinking in extremes. Okay? Always and never. Those are not real rational thinking. You know, most of our negative thought processes that we have in our head is like, I'm always, you know, I'm stupid. I never get things right. You know, it's like you never get anything right, not one time in your whole life. You see what I'm saying? It's extreme. And we have to be aware of that. And being aware of the situation is key. It's like being aware of anything. It's like, you know, when people talk about AA or NA or people saying, you know, hey, I got aware that I have an addiction problem. Well, hey, awareness is the first step to changing it. If we're not aware that we have a problem, we can't do anything. So awareness is key. The next thing that I want us to do is I want us to be aware of the defining our life and how that confines our life. How many times have you defined your life a certain way? How many times have you defined that and it was negative and confining? And it put you kind of in a spot where you felt like you had no out, like you had no option. And having no option is not true. We always have options. It's just when we feel like we don't, we've actually created this reality. And start seeing where in your life do you feel like you have no options. Because it's not true. You have options, but where have you confined yourself to believe that you are at the mercy of something? Because this is going to give you freedom already just to be aware of that. And last but not least, I want you to be aware of how often you're thinking about the past and how great the past was and how great it was compared to now. Because there is no perfection. There is no norm. And when we define things in a way where this now and today is not good enough, how are we expected to live our true life? How are we expected to excel? If you haven't already, check out my YouTube channel. Just go to YouTube and search Ashley Burgess, B-E-R-G-E-S, new video content every week. Also check out the website, ashleyburgess.com. I have a great show for you coming up next week. Dan Nelson will be back on the show as well. And in the meantime, explore, be aware of yourself, be aware of the programming that's been created because of these situations, be aware of how we have programmed ourselves to allow judgment on ourselves, and also be aware of how expectations have clouded our judgment probably for most of our life. I hope that this show has resonated with you. Please share with your family and friends. We also have a podcast. You can go to the website, Ashley Burgess. You can get on that link to Spreaker and listen to all past podcasts as well as on YouTube. I look forward to seeing you next week. Please tune in and live your true life perspectives with me, your host, Ashley Burgess. I'll be back here soon. Don't forget, got a great show next week. Don't forget to check out the website, AshleyBurgess.com, and the YouTube channel, and live your true life perspectives. And guess what? I'll be back this time in 3 shakes. We are all striving to live our true life, and part of living our true life is learning about our past. Passing knowledge and family history down to the next generations help those generations to learn where they came from, who they're related to, and to learn about the accomplishments of their ancestors. We've all seen the commercials on TV where you buy a kit, spin into a plastic tube, and receive a few morsels of information that need a lot more connecting of the family dots. Instead, how about hiring a true professional to help you find out your true family history? Dan Nelson is a resident historian of Live Your True Life Perspectives, a professional who does more than looking you up on the internet and compiling bits of history. He travels the country doing research around things that your family deserve to know. Take a moment now and contact Dan at 214-914-3598. That's 214-914-3598 and begin to learn your history.